Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, the more I look at this schedule, and it's not just the Steelers. I'm not saying that. I don't think the league is picking on them. So let's get that out of the way first. I haven't heard the Bob disclaimer on the Bengals game that you taped earlier. Limits. We don't need to hear it now. We can hear it when we talk about the Steelers offense. But Bob, what a hypocritical league this really is, starting with Roger Goodell talking about player safety and how concerned they are with player safety. And wasn't that the rationale for the whole new kickoff rule and things like that? You have the Steelers going to go into Philly on the 15th and play against maybe the most physical team in football. And the Steelers are one of them too. Just have a bloodbath on Sunday, December 15th for the state championship. And then on a short week, come back and play the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and then come back 4 days later, five days later on a Wednesday and play the Chiefs.
That's 3 days later. That's like another Thursday.
They play Baltimore on a Saturday.
Yeah, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is 3 days. It's 3 days, just like a Thursday.
3 days Sunday off, you're right. So three games in 10 days, you're basically asking for injuries. I mean, that's going to be a topic after the Cleveland game that you and I can talk about is how do you manage this?
You see, like, Chris Jones of Kansas City went to the NFLPA and said, this is unacceptable.
Really is unacceptable. It really is.
They take advantage of what they have to make money. Christmas Day is a big watch game. Everybody's at home
right. With
family. The NBA's not happy because they used to have that as their domain. Now the NFL's moved in. And you're always going to lose to the NFL when they decide to move in.
I mean, again, this isn't just the Steelers. It'll be somebody else at some point. It's other teams this year. That's not the thrust of the conversation. The thrust of the conversation is no matter who it is, you're compromising player safety in a big way. I mean, you're asking a guy like in this situation, Cam Hayward, at the age of 35, he's playing like a first team all pro this year. How's his body going to hold up three games like that? Not just any three games like that in 10 days, Bob. It's laughable.
Well, that's where I think Mike Tomlin will be good about his usage of some of these guys too. And they're all important games. So you don't want to, you know, take them out of games at critical times, but you're going to have to figure out a system whereby they're going to get some extra rest during these games or somehow, some way, because that's the only way you can do it.
The Chiefs have the same thing. They go into Cleveland, then they're home against Houston, and then they're here. Three games in 10 days. It's stupid. It's reckless. It's hypocritical. But that's not what I came here to talk about, Bob. Can we move on for a minute?
Yes.
And get to some hot topics. Number one would be all hell broke loose in college football the other day. Every time somebody planted a flag, there was a brawl.
I think it started with Ohio State. Once that, it was an early game. It was the Fox game at noon. Other teams probably heard about it, saw it, and those rivalry games are intense.
What'd you make of it? Ohio State, Michigan. The aftermath was more entertaining than the game.
First of all, the one way to stop it from happening is to win the game. You know, if you're the home team and favored by 19 points as Ohio State was, I think in that game was a big line, wasn't it?
Was it 19 and a half, I think.
So just win the game. That doesn't happen. I'm not a big
fan.
Whose
fault was it?
Well, first of all, I'm not a fan of doing that. Period.
Planting the flag,
yeah,
you mean?
What all it's going to do is ensue, and there's going to be violence. We saw pepper spray. Never before in a football game that happened on the field with players, apparently. So that's never a good thing. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. Just not. Maybe it's old school. Whatever the case may be, you won the game. Good. That's enough. You don't need to rub it into the
it
wound,
seems
and,
like-
and then it results in a counter response. But the way to do it is to win the
first
game.
First of all, until there's a rule change, this was Ohio State's fault and Ohio State's problem. As long as you're allowed to go plant a flag and to celebrate, to the victor goes the spoils, Bob, and to the loser goes the locker room. Get the hell off the field, okay? You just lost at home as a 19.5-point favorite to your arch rival for what, the fourth year in a row maybe?
4 years in a row. How about Urban Meyer?
Get off the field.
He was 7-0 against them, and
right.
This guy comes in and he's 0-4.
Well, no, he's beaten them.
One time, back in 2019. 0 in his last four.
Get off the field is number one. This was absolutely Ohio State players' fault and coaches for not getting them off the field. That's where the blame lays here. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Well, but let's be clear. They were doing their alma mater also. They weren't off the
field. They
can
do whatever they want. Oh, Ohio State wasn't. Yeah, okay.
So they saw that then happening.
Yeah.
And that's what led to them to vacate the alma mater and go and protect their center of the field.
They had 60 minutes to protect their field.
No, I understand that. As I said, the way to stop it is to do that. But I don't think it's just one of those things. I know it's a bitter rivalry. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in that rivalry. So it's not surprising that this kind of stuff would happen, but I'm just not a fan of it myself. I don't think you need to do it if you're Michigan. Just go back to the locker room, celebrate yourself. You just beat them. It's all you need to do. They have a problem with that? Just say, hey, what's the final score?
I mean,
again?
There's a simple fix here. You get both teams leave the field, and there's no flag planting. You're not allowed to do it. But that's not a rule yet. So,
but it's going to be. It looks like
I think
there's
it will
a lot
be,
of
because
talk.
this isn't the first time it's happened anywhere, and then it became like contagious on Saturday. And I absolutely blame Ohio State for that. Do we agree on that or no?
Yes.
That if you're placing blame, Limits, who do you blame for the Ohio State-Michigan fracas?
I blame Ohio State. I just did not think that this precedent was set years ago when Baker Mayfield went and planted the flag.
Right, he was the flag bearer there.
To be completely honest, I find the planting the flag very entertaining. But everything that came after that, completely wrong, cannot happen. Like
well,
the reaction
but
from Ohio State, the reaction
get
from Michigan
reaction.
Also.
You're going to get the reaction with NC State and North Carolina. You're going to get the reaction with any of these rivals. Those guys are not going to allow that to happen.
You sound like you're defending that.
I'm saying reaction. I don't think it's necessary for a team that wins to do it. That's all I'm saying.
So the blame lies there, in your opinion.
No, Ohio State contributed to this a lot. I'm just saying.
Where does it begin?
I don't know where the blame.
Where does it begin?
I know where it ends.
Whose fault is it?
You have to make it so that if it happens, there are going to be some consequences for your team.
See, I think again, to the victor goes the spoils.
So they can do whatever they want.
Whatever you, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
Well, what do you think resulted after that? There are going to be some injuries out of that, too. Guys are on the ground.
Because of what Ohio State did, yeah.
Okay.
Because Ohio State,
it's just not necessary in this game. I don't think it's necessary in any part of sports. That's just me. I know I'm old school from that.
That's a different question, though. I tend to agree, and I think there should be a rule against it, but there's not. So,
but there will be soon.
They get to do what they want.
It's like one of those Parmar stores. There will be soon.
There's not one near you now.
You do your alma mater, and then you go back to the locker room as losers because that's what you were that day. It's just, to me, it's very simple. It's not, I don't even think that's harsh. It's like celebrating after a touchdown. You don't like it? Don't give up a touchdown. You know, you want to be tough? Be tough during the game. Michigan won. Michigan gets to celebrate. They get to wave goodbye to everybody at Ohio Stadium. And yes, they get to plant the flag.
You know what I do kind of like, though, in a world where everybody's transferring, especially it happens so much more in college basketball than college football, it seems like we don't have a sense of player connection. And for Jack Sawyer, and I mean, I'm not at all endorsing what he did. But for him to go and rip...
Tell people who he is.
He is the middle linebacker, one of the linebackers for Ohio State, like really good player, is going to play on Sundays, decided to come back for another year, for a fourth year, to play on this $20 million team that they assembled through NIL. He went in the scrum and ripped the Michigan flag off of the pole and was running with it off the field.
I mean, it was better than the game, I will say that.
And he was basically yelling with a coach with a lot of expletives that can't be repeated. I will not let them do that to us again for a fourth consecutive year. They beat us.
He'll probably be made out to be some kind of hero. But again, do something during the game then. That's what I would suggest.
But it's led to another hot topic, which is Ryan Day's future. A lot of people see this whole reaction of him fired a guy immediately. Okay. It was similar to James Franklin in that when they lost to Ohio State, Penn State's reaction, a lot of guys saying, this is it for Franklin, he can't keep losing. But they do everything else to get them into positions. Now, both of these teams are going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
What if one of them wins a championship? Who knows how the matchups work? One of them could.
You got to beat Michigan.
So if you're telling me that the college national championship means less than beating Michigan?
No. If you come back and win the national championship, that's obviously a different story. But I'm talking about right now how people are feeling. It's not like one loss to Michigan has done it, isn't he?
Oh, he's
over his last four?
His last four. No, I get that. But so is James Franklin with all those teams.
Yeah, and I think the James Franklin talk is legitimate. I think when you never, ever win the biggest of games, you have to ask, well, can somebody else get us there?
Okay.
I'm not saying I necessarily advocate.
That's a difficult ask to have someone come in and expect the expectations
and win a game every once in a while against a great team.
Okay, I'm talking about where the program is now. I get that. I understand that. Those rivalries are big. But the response to it afterwards is win every game they did, and they're now in a position where they're going to be one of the teams that I think is going to get a doable road. Now, if they lose in the first round at home, that's a whole different story.
Well,
that's
what it's set up to be. There's many different stories. Now, I'm high on James Franklin right now, by the way. I loved the way he coached the game last week. And I loved – can you look this up, Limits? And I know this is a new assignment, and I apologize.
Boy, you're piling it on the kid. He's just A-plussing everything. You're going to make it tough, so he's going to stay up all night and do homework.
This is for extra credit. Find James Franklin from after the game the other day. Maryland's coach upset that they kept playing – the Penn State kept playing football.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
I agree with James Franklin. He had his third and fourth stringers in there. Now, the question will be, do you have to pass the ball in those situations?
Those kids never get a chance to play. Exactly.
And I think they deserve a chance to play.
He said, my job is to get other guys in the game. I acknowledge that. But once they're in the game, they get to play. And I agree with that.
Here's what Franklin had to say.
Yeah, I get it, right? At the end of the game, we throw a touchdown. I get it. But a couple things I will say. My job is to put the threes and fours in the game. But when the threes and fours get to go in the game, they get to play football.
Yes.
Those guys deserve to play football. Your ones are in the game. You were trying to score. We're trying to score. On top of that, you're playing cover zero. If you don't want, play cover two. So
I like that.
I'm good with it. And on top of that, there's also a change in college football. We are trying to play as long as we can, make the playoffs, and be seeded as high as possible. And scoring as many points and a point differential matters. Yes. All that matters. And if you don't get that, it's really not my problem.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes.
And he did it with venom, and I like it. passion. This is my response to his response that he's not liking what I did. Well, then don't play your number ones if that they're out there. They're trying to stop us. We're trying to play absolutely 100% all the time.
The arrow for me on James Franklin is pointed up over these past 2 weeks.
It'll be pointed down again if they lose next year to Ohio State and Michigan.
Or if they lose at home in a first-round game. That brings us to the next. There's like rapid-fire college topics. I have Penn State fans in my family. Stepson went there. His wife went there. They had mixed feelings about the about going to the conference championship, and I understand why. Because, A, all of a sudden you're preparing for Oregon, but Bob, what if you? Is it possible they could lose their home game? What's his name? Kiffin. Lane Kiffin was talking about this is a topic now that you don't want to go in some instance to your conference championship.
You guys want to make more money. It's about more games. It's about making bowls bigger, more watchable. It's the same thing the NFL does. It's cashing in on its success.
No,
its
these success. Conference championship games stink. Get rid of them now that you have 12-team playoff. Now that you have 12-team playoff, get rid of them. All I
How
needed,
about
all
if you're
I
a team that
to
needs
see.
To win a conference championship to
Too
get
bad.
Into the
Do
playoff?
Do it in the regular season.
Oh, now, come on. You want to change the rules as we've created new rules. New rules are created because it's a cash cow. They know that. These guys are being paid now. There's no opting out. If you're part of this, you better not
and
opt out. They pay you.
That's another thing.
If they
thing.
Pay you money because you, and you're going to say, I don't want to get injured,
it's
screw
not like
you,
all
give the
are,
money back
not,
then.
It's not like all of them are getting rich, Bob. Their left guard isn't making
no,
tons
and
of
that's,
money.
Again, that's the problem they've incurred by not coming up with a system
so
before they went into
that,
this.
So you agree that conference championships are still games that attract you and that they should still happen? All I needed
I
to see.
I think they'll get huge ratings and people still want to
well,
say
that's
you're
a
conference
different
championship.
Too.
If you're SMU, you need to win that game.
So will the NFL games that you just railed against, they'll get big ratings too. That's not the point.
Yeah, it is the point. It's the cash cow that it is, and those people involved are taking advantage of it.
So anything that makes them money is justified?
In their minds, yes.
Well, no, I'm talking our minds, not theirs. I know Again, it's justified in theirs.
All right. So you want to change the schedule. No more conference championships.
Yes,
so,
no
so,
more conference
so,
championship
So there
games.
Is no conference champion all season, not even regular season
Notre Dame doesn't even have to play one.
Well, that's another issue. Do you have a problem with them getting in without having
no,
to go through?
No, that's the smart thing to do. You're risking your bodies before the playoff for what? Is there any chance that Penn State is going to get knocked off a home game if they lose this game 58-7?
Yes.
Then why would you want to go there? All I needed to see.
Because you can get the number one seed.
Okay.
Is you that win, what, you get the number one or number two seed.
Is that worth it to you?
Joe,
is
that's
that worth it?
It? You get the number one. Well, if you want to have a chance of winning a national championship, that helps you.
All I needed
you
to
get
see
a bye,
was,
by the way.
Was passionate fans of a program wondering if it was a good thing if they got to a conference championship
And
game.
I'm one of those people. Like, I am conflicted.
That right there, that you're conflicted, tells me that this is stupid, that they should get rid of these. They're not necessary anymore. Get to the playoffs.
Now, I'm excited for the game. Like, if they win, if Penn State wins, probably the number one seed because you beat the number one team in the country.
And you get a week off.
Yes,
you get
a week off.
You don't have to worry about that.
But you don't get a home
playoff
game.
And if you lose to the number one team in the country, you might lose your home playoff game. Why should
I don't think you're going to fall. If it's a good game, you're not going to do that.
If it's a good game.
If it's a good game.
And the other teams that lost last week.
What if it's not?
All right. I mean, so what are you supposed to do?
Not have conference championship games anymore.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think they want these games because they are highly watched. They make a lot of money. The schools make extra money.
Good
the conferences
for them.
Make
I know
extra
why
money.
They're doing well, it. I don't agree with it.
Okay. But then you don't agree with 3 games in 10 days? I don't either. But they do it
right.
in the NFL.
Yeah. I don't think that anything that's done for revenue is justified. I mean, how many games then? What if Penn State lose? How many games does Penn State have to win to get to win a national title after
If
this?
They beat Oregon?
No, if they lose.
If they lose, then they have to play the game in the – they have to play, what, the first-round games?
First.
Then they have to play a quarterfinal game to go to the semis, to go to the national championships. They'd have to play 4 games.
4 games.
But,
so now we're
but
talking,
even at the worst-case scenario, every team's going to have to play 3.
Right. So this could be for any team, but Penn State will now has 5 high-stakes games in front of it. I mean, at what point is it too much? 5 games you'd have to get after you've played a whole season? The NFL doesn't even have to do that. Sometimes you only have to win 3. It's just, to me, it's ridiculous. I don't know.
But you love the college football playoff.
I do. Well,
we haven't seen it yet.
Did I say I loved it?
You will love it when you see it. Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a proponent of this for a long time, and I want to see all these extra games.
Okay.
I do. I think they're – and if you
Thank
know,
you for telling me how I'll feel about it, Bob. I hope I love
you
it.
You will love it.
Yeah, what are the first-round matchups?
I will love
There's
it.
Some really good ones. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out tomorrow because they're going to change. But if you had Penn
Name
State.
Name them right now.
Last week it was Penn State versus Indiana for the right to play Miami.
Indiana shouldn't be there, so that's one thing right now.
All right, but that would have been your game. That's a compelling game to me. Who is it? Notre Dame and.
Let's go off this bracket that somebody from the NCAA.com put out there. It would right now, like they have Oregon, hypothetically, right now, number one. They would play the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. You wouldn't be excited for Tennessee, Ohio State?
Not even a little bit. I just saw Ohio State get their asses kicked at home against Michigan.
That's recency Tennessee. Bias.
You don't want to see Tennessee.
You're going to tell me what I should be excited about and not, and what I should watch and not?
I'd be
Tennessee,
probably most excited
Ohio
for that
State?
One. Yeah,
I just saw Ohio State get their asses kicked at home by a bad team.
Would you be excited for Georgia?
Why are they even in it?
Georgia, Indiana? I don't know about that.
No, I would. If Georgia, Indiana happened in this parking lot out here, I'd go home.
All right, go next.
Notre Dame, South Carolina.
There you go.
Can't wait for that one.
That's a good game. South Carolina's red hot right now.
That'd be a very good game. And then Penn State, Arizona State.
That's a good game. I'm not as excited about a 12-team playoff as maybe others are.
Okay, I think you will be. You're going to come in here the day after the first round, and I predict this is what's going to happen. Bob, I'm so excited. You believe what we saw in these games. Penn State beat a team.
I want you two to tell me what else I should be excited
about
in life.
You've turned from hateful golf critic into a golf admirer and addict.
I know.
You've gone completely. The pendulum has gone through the glass of the clock, and it's just burst through.
I agree,
you're
going to
have the same result of this. I guarantee.
He's going to love it.
I'm not.
You're going to love it.
No, you just mentioned those games. I'll go out of my way not to watch three out of the four.
I do not believe that.
I don't believe it for one minute.
Wow. I've never had people tell me what I like. What should I get for dinner tonight?
Do you like presents under the tree on Christmas Day?
Do you like pork rinds? Do you like pork rinds, horse?
Bob's latent anger is coming out toward
There's
me.
No anger. It's passion. I just think this is great. I want to see these games.
Do you think the conference championship games are a great idea before the playoff? Are you looking forward to those?
I think there's something to be said. Do you remember when the NCAA tournament, I remember this vividly, Ben Howland and then Jamie Dixon, the importance of winning the Big East Conference tournament when they're playing four games.
And then there was Rick Pitino who didn't give a crap about it, and Jim Boeheim, because they were looking ahead to the real tournament.
Those kids loved that. They had a chance to do something at Madison Square Garden. Don't forget about that for them.
I'm glad you brought that up, because these conference championship games will be as meaningless as the college basketball ones.
Was it meaningless when UConn won a national championship having gone through the Big East tournament and winning four straight games? Well, that's with Kemba Walker there. And then they won the national championship. It meant double the pleasure.
It meant they got in, yes. But you look at guys like Pitino, Calipari. Come on, Bob. You would have to agree that the prestige of college basketball conference. First of all, every conference in the nation is a joke right now.
All right, let's go back to football.
I don't even know who's in half the conferences.
I use that as an example that you can still do both. You could win a conference championship and still go on and win. You're going to get a first round bye if you do.
Lots of people.
There's a lot of dangling out there for teams that aren't guaranteed necessarily getting it.
Now
you're playing for a bye week.
Right.
That's not big for you.
Not as big as risking a home game. No. It's stupid. Why should Penn State have to risk a home game, by the way? That's your reward?
They're not going to risk a home game if they play a good game against Oregon. They're not. They're going to get a home game.
What if they don't? What if Oregon's great and they blow them out? Then you don't get a home game?
The line's 3.5, so I don't anticipate that. Oregon's good.
I'm not juiced up for conference champion. It's the same as basketball.
You will watch Joe.
Now that you have a tournament.
You will watch Joe, and you will come in here on Monday. I predict for you, and you're going to say, whoa, it was unbelievable. Penn State beat Oregon. Can you believe it?
Why don't we go to the game? We can fly in on Bob's private jet to Indianapolis.
That's right. I'll get it warmed up for you, Joe. What would you like to eat? Pork rinds on the private jet. I can
sushi
get anything
if
you
don't
want.
Mind, Bob.
I will.
I'll be texting Bob during the Georgia Indiana game. Can you believe this? This is one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Indiana, Georgia, Tennessee. Who are they playing?
Ohio State. Come on, baby.
Maybe Tennessee will plant the flag afterward.
Maybe
Bob.
Will Howard will slide with no time left on the clock.
Maybe there will be pepper spray after the game.
Oh my lord.
No, I don't like these games. And lastly. By the way, if you want to weigh in on any and all of the above, 412-928-9370. Nebraska and Iowa. Little old Matt Rhule with his Napoleon complex telling his players not to shake hands before the game because they're tough guys. Did you see that one, Bob?
No, I didn't see that.
They went out to the coin toss. The Iowa players reached out like you're supposed to do, and the Nebraska players didn't shake hands
with them. Yeah, I think that's Bush League.
And then Nebraska lost the game, and it was tremendous. I forget
the kid's
name. It's
karma, and it's...
It really is. The kid for Iowa went with his hand outstretched for about 30 yards right to Matt Rhule and shook his hand. Talk about a guy falling up every year. Matt Rhule, 58-56 in his college football career. 58-56. He's 6-12 in conference since he joined Nebraska. He was 19-20 at Baylor. He had one good year there. He won 10 games twice at Temple, but he almost never beats a good team. His record, I went through this the other day against ranked teams, is something in his college career, is 2-19, 2-20. He's never beaten a team in the top 15, and yet he keeps falling up. Of course, I haven't mentioned his NFL record, which is 11-27. What's the next job this guy gets, Bob?
I don't know.
Is he to take over for Ryan Day at Ohio State? Matt Rhule? What a joke. Limits, thoughts?
Yeah, that is a little bit surprising, right? And how about Bryce Young in Carolina, huh? Matt Rhule couldn't make him look good, but he looks pretty good right now.
All right, Bob. I forget what the last thing was.
We didn't even get to West Virginia.
Oh, my God. We didn't get to West Virginia and Pitt. We'll do that next and take your calls on Ohio State, Michigan, fracas, planting flags, conference championships. This got awfully spicy, didn't it, Bob?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Limits is sabotaging me, Bob. Yeah. I think he wants to take over for me and you.
Oh, my gosh. Now stop that the
show. So in other words, callers are online. He's purposely dropping them so yes. He could have his opinion ahead of the
right.
callers.
The Limits and Bob
He has
show.
Usurped the authority away from the callers.
I saw a Penn State person in the hallway who agreed with me over you guys that only bad things can happen mostly for Penn State in this stupid conference championship game. That.
So really do you have the something. Option of declining then?
Now there's an idea. I don't know how that would work.
You would be penalized.
You're going to be penalized maybe by playing in the damn thing.
Oh, come on, Joe. What are you going to do here? You want to change everything in the name of what?
In the name of having football. In the name of having a well, okay, then make them play 30 games. I mean, you know, they're going to play 5 games. They're playing Oregon before the playoff.
Right.
For no reason.
For a reason of getting a first round bye.
Maybe. I don't know. That's guaranteed either.
It is. If you're a conference champ, you get a first round bye.
Yes. 1,000% true. They win the
and
Big
what
10.
What if they lose?
Then it depends probably on the margin.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, what if they get killed?
Then
they're still going to get a home game.
What about the idea of playing the number one team in the country with a 4-game playoff the next thing you know? Right around the corner. There's nothing good that comes of this. It should be a reward. It should be a great thing to be in the conference championship.
The number one seed in a bye.
The fact that all of these other issues come up make it way less than that. It doesn't mean anything. The conferences don't mean anything
anymore. It means something to some people who are trying to get in. SMU, Clemson, one of them.
Yeah, they shouldn't have that opportunity.
Well, the ACC,
that's why you play 12 regular
terrible
season games. Okay. These things were just invented for TV anyway.
Well, that's isn't that life?
Now they're more meaningless than ever.
What do you think Hard Knocks is all about? Why do you think scheduling occurred the way it did? I don't think there's a coincidence there in the NFL because
yeah,
they're playing
agreed that
to...
was they both agreed that was wrong.
Well, they're doing it, though. That's my point. If
well,
you're
I know
doing
they're doing it, but they're wrong for doing
or
it.
Or how would you feel, just another topic since this is down the road here, NIL money. Somebody agrees to take the money, whatever it may be, and then they're reputed to be top five pick in the NFL draft. They don't want to go through all these games for fear of a risk.
I wouldn't.
What do you do with the money?
The NIL money?
Yeah.
Like if they
you
if you
it.
Give them, okay, well,
you're an employee.
That's all in the contract. Don't you sign a contract?
I don't know.
Do you have
you?
To play? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
There are no rules, it seems.
It's
yes.
all for TV, Bob. Why should there be
you
rules?
You should have an up. If you sign and get money from someone, especially if it's excessive, and some of these ones are getting up there into multi-million-dollar deals,
yeah,
you should not have the opportunity to say, I'm not playing in this because I have an NFL career to worry about.
I would agree with that. But if a team wants you badly enough. Now, is it Michigan where the Barstool Sports guy got involved?
Yeah.
That they're signing $10 million? Okay, what if that kid tells them, yeah, I'll take your money, but I'm not playing in a meaningless bowl game.
Then I withdraw the offer.
Okay, then you don't get the kid.
Fine.
Okay, then just so you know that.
All right, so you're going to give him, not only is he getting all this money, now you're going to give him the option of leaving you at the altar.
Yeah, just like coaches for the last 40 years in college sports. Give them all the money. They go in your living room, tell your parents they'll be there for 4 years, and then they skip town like Ben Howland did, and everybody excuses him because it was his dream
job. I'm saying in this new world.
Right, the new world where players have the same rights as coaches, yeah.
But if you take the money, you shouldn't have that right as someone who's being paid to play for that team.
I do agree with that, but... if you want to get the kid and his lawyer draws it up a certain way, either get him or you don't.
All right. Well, there's a lot of work to be
done.
What about
the left guard who's making a minimal amount of money?
Well, that's wrong, too.
Now
they're going to have to figure out a way to distribute money.
Well, wait a second. Now you're asking him to play 5 potential games at the end of his college career in advance of the NFL draft. Is that fair?
This is the problems that you have with this system being completely... without guidelines at all. There are none. You can do whatever you want. But the problem is if you do that, you're really hurting the school. And if you're the person, let's say you are an individual donor who wanted, right? Your whole thing is to give this university a chance to win a national championship.
Right.
You give that guy all that money, and then he just leaves you. If you're the individual owner, I would have apprehension about donating it all to anyone else then.
Yeah, me too.
Why would you do it?
I agree with that. On a separate topic, why, if you're someone who's not making a lot of money but could be a high draft
Good
pick
point.
Or a draft pick, why would you want to play an extra game against Oregon, then go out and play Georgia, Penn State, this team, that team, five games right before you're trying to set up your future, 5 brutal championship level college football games, 5 of them, not one at the end of a year.
5 of them.
If you're Penn State, you play Oregon.
And you will get a bye.
Oh, okay. What if you lose the game? And then you got to play 4 to win the national championship. That's 5 games.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to make history.
Oh, I'll take the opportunity to make millions, but thank you.
But again, this is why this is a dangerous slippery slope. It's gone. They went into this so fast. And they didn't have any kind of structure at all to it, and it's leading to these problems. How would you feel if you're one of those guys who has season tickets for a team, and your team is good, and this star player decides just to leave, and you lose a game because your backup quarterback's in and hasn't played all year?
I mean, Nevada had that situation already happen.
I know
this year,
that,
right?
But this would take on even more significance if it was a playoff game.
Probably going to happen.
All right. Beyond that, West Virginia.
Well, West Virginia finally did what it had to do. Neil Brown and Narduzzi are basically, to me, a little bit one and the same here.
The records are very similar in terms of bowl appearances and bowl wins over the last 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's been an outlier season, certainly for Narduzzi, but mostly mediocre football. And both of them had just unfathomable quotes in recent times here. Neil Brown saying we're picked 13th in the conference. I guarantee you we won't finish 13th. And then Pat Narduzzi just the other day saying they picked us to finish last in the conference. We didn't finish last, did we? Like there's some pride to be taken for finishing tied for 10th in the ACC. He also deemed this season a success for Pitt. Narduzzi calls this season a success. If I'm Alan Green, if I'm one of these people giving money to the program that you just described, 7-5 with a losing record? And can you imagine? I'm not even talking about Alabama and Georgia and Penn State if it was set at those schools. Can you imagine if this was set at Texas Tech or Maryland? What are we doing here? 7-5 with a losing record in your conference is a, quote, success?
No, that's the wrong time for a comment like that, especially after it started the way it did. I don't care where he was picked preseason. A lot of times coaches will tell you, I don't pay attention to that stuff anyway. So, okay, based on that, you exceeded expectations, but that's a very low bar. And for a program that, you know, played for a conference championship recently, that should not be deemed as anything but a disaster, because that's what it was. It was a disaster at the end.
Yes. And how can that quote not jump out to the new AD and anybody who's giving? See, what you described, and I hear you, Bob, is that what you really described is that fans who are giving more and more money to these programs really have more of a stake in the program, very literally, and therefore higher standards. And if this is your standard at Pitt, and he compared it to last year, well, last year we were 3-9, you don't get to use that as your baseline. You don't get to use your very worst season, an inexcusably horrible season, as a baseline from which to benefit the next season. So if he was 0-12 last year and they went 4-8 this year, he'd be saying, hey, we got better by four games.
Right.
You don't get to do that. No. Like Bob when I called as Fanny from Butler. Remember that?
Let's not.
He said, no.
No, I mean.
You don't get to do that.
No, that was bad. You should be ashamed of yourself. Fanny in Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? Still makes you laugh as hard as you laugh. You laugh harder than you did when it first happened. It's unbelievable.
I want the one where it's, hey, Bob. And then it's Bob reprimanding me by saying, no. Do you have that
I
one
just did
limit
that.
By any chance?
Hey, Bob.
No. No, you can't do that.
Come on, Bob. That's good stuff, isn't it?
No.
Hey, Bob.
It's actually childish behavior. Being paid to act like an idiot. Stupid.
Oh, my God. He called me stupid. He did to me what he did to Ron. It just happened again.
Wow. We might have to check the tape on that one.
That's funny.
Bob, we're checking the tape on that one.
Stupid concept. I didn't call you stupid. I have much to respect for the Savio News.
Gee, thanks. I feel much better now. What were we talking about, Bob?
Pitt.
And I think we agree on this.
Yeah, I just think it's not the right attitude. I mean, after that, the way that season went, and given the fact that the ACC is revealed as being not a very good conference this year, you can tell me early on they were talking about how this such a head-banging conference. Well, Clemson's not the same team. Miami got exposed by Syracuse, and Ohio State should have kept Kyle McCord around, apparently. These other teams, you know, I mean, oh, here's a topic for you. I didn't ask you this, or did I? No, I wasn't on the 8 overtime. Do you like the overtime way it's in college, the way when 8 overtimes, 2-point conversions rule the day?
Yeah, I thought it was like fabulous that. Theater. Yes. You?
I liked it, but when it got beyond 6, it was getting a little old to watch these 2-point conversions to decide the outcome of a game like that. I thought it was just too gimmicky, I guess.
How would you do it?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be that way.
Thank you, Bob. I think that concept is stupid, but certainly not you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Limits, what do you make of this? You've been awfully quiet today.
No, he hasn't.
Yes,
he's
he
dumping
has.
Callers on purpose so he could get his opinion on.
He stood out
on.
In the cold the
I just
the other
got
night.
Text from people saying, what's wrong with your station? I call and I get dropped off immediately.
What? Are you actually sabotaging
No,
this?
I'm not sabotaging
yes,
anything. I would like to see that text, Bob.
No, I think I'm sabotaging you, City Limits. Don't mean I'm just playing the game.
What's going on here, Limits? Let's get back to Steelers top of the hour, shall we, Bob? I have a number.
Simple question for you, though, before. I don't want to ignore
please.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Do you think the Penguins are back? Yes or no?
That was a fun game the other night. What do you mean by back?
A playoff contending team. Because you were
I'm going to go out
you
on
were
a limb
the belief
and say
of
yes.
saying they should
how,
burn
how
it down
like
and go for the number one pick not too long ago. So is that still the way you'd do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, me and every single other person I know.
I wasn't of that belief.
You were of the belief they should drive for the playoffs.
I was of the belief
that
well, you have these guys still here, and there doesn't seem to be a way to get out. I want to see them in the playoffs one more time. Yes,
we're going to have to check the tape on that one. Limits. This is unbelievable.
Again, you're asking him to do yeoman's work over
you said
there.
You said they were a horrible team with no talent. I said they do
I didn't
have
say
talent.
They were horrible and
yes.
not talent. I said they
find
have
the tape.
They don't
find
have
the tape. Limits.
They didn't have the bottom six. That's the problem with the team.
I said they're a talented team. You said no, they're not.
I
and
did
I'm going to find the.
I'll find the tape.
We're going to find the
okay.
tape.
If you do, then I'll just leave.
The part
because
where
then
Bob...
it should go back to the Joe Show, and I have no right being on this program.
The part where Bob said they're a talent. I said they're a talented team. They do have talent. And Bob said no, they don't.
I could never. I could never do that. With respect to Crosby, Malkin,
well,
and Letang.
No, you know what I mean. Obviously, there's high end talent. We would agree
right.
on that.
I'm just saying that.
I say yes to your question.
We had, okay.
What
yes.
do you say?
I say yes, too, because the rest of the Eastern Conference has suddenly gone backwards a little bit and opened up the door for them.
There might be a little bit
now,
of magic happening.
They have the Panthers tomorrow night. We're going to see.
Yeah.
You know, that's a team that has their number and is a Stanley Cup champion. We'll see.
Bob, we never got to the NFL at large. We always run out of things
we
to
know,
talk
oh,
about.
We should do that next. Please do it next.
No, we have to go back to Steelers.
No, we don't.
I have an unbelievable Russell Wilson off the number since he became their quarterback.
Okay.
Here's the thing, and this is where we spent the first hour. The Steelers, all of a sudden, have a real offense with a real quarterback. I think this is big news.
It is.
I'll tell you where they rank in points and yards since Russ got the job. I mean, that obviously, when you put up 44 and 500, those change the numbers, right? But you put up 44 and 500. That's the thing.